through every open door. Whoa. Count your blessings to find what you look for. Whoa. Turn my sorrow into treasure gold. Whoa. You'll pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow.
Still gonna wish you never had
me. We could have had it all. We could have had it all.
Wow, that was incredible. We could have it all. Hey, this is Tony B. Welcome to the Tony B Radio Show. Today is Wednesday, and we are on fire for doing great and positive things. Hey, Tony Beers, how you doing out there? Listen, I want to make sure we're checking up on you. You know, this is a serious time as we get into October, November, December, lots going on, and we need you to stay focused. It's very important that you stay focused during this time. I just wanted to make sure and check on you and see how you're doing, because, you know, a lot is going on in our minds, in our neighborhoods, with our jobs, with our families, and we have to balance all of this. And you know, it's a lot for the mental. And so I think it's just very important that we check on one another, you know, call friends, check on families, make sure, you know, we're doing okay. And I think it's very important that you do that and that I know that you are. So Tony Beers, just to get the criteria for what it takes to be a true Tony Beer is the first thing is you must have a positive attitude. And the second thing is you must be working on your personal goals. And you must have a spiritual foundation. And first, in my opinion, of all of them is you must be of service to others. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come right back, we're going to give you the theme of the week. We're back. The theme of the week is increase your courage and launch out into the deep. I'm going to say it again. Theme of the week is increase your courage and launch out into the deep. What do we mean? Well, we've been talking about we've been a survivor and we're overcomer and all these uplifting, positive energy things. But now, remember we said, you know, you have to climb to higher ground. That was the theme of our week last week, climbing to higher ground. Well, now, in order to really have it all, is the song that opened us up. By the way, that was Adele singing a cappella, killer song. Launch out into the deep. Increase your courage and launch into the deep. I thought what we do is back it up by the scripture of the week. And so the scripture of the week comes straight out of Luke 5:4. I'll read it. Luke 5:4 says, "Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." I'll read it again. "Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets for let them down for a catch. In other words, the theme of the week, backed by the scripture of the week, is you've got to increase your courage. This is not a time to back down. This is not a time to be afraid. This is not a time to, you know, pull yourself, ball up into a knot and basically with fear become paralyzed. You can't move forward. No, this is a time to increase your faith and increase your courage and launch out into the deep. Come on, Tony Beers. I know you can do it. I know you're going to be excited about doing it. This is a time to be motivated to do that. I thought we'd jump right into our exercise song. Let's hear Toe to Toe with Joe. Come on, get those arms moving. Let's move around. Let's breathe. It's time to increase your courage and launch out in the deep, and it's going to challenge you to do more rigorous exercise. Here's Oga Salachi singing Tony B's lyrics. Toe to toe with Joe.
Stop the madness, ourselves we say. Let's step up to the plate, be brave. Let's go toe to toe with Joe. The ballot box is your stage. Take this chance, let us rearrange. Yeah. Stop this unbelievable outrage. Time to get us all back on the track. Let's go toe to toe with Joe. So let's do this right. Come on, USA. Let's do this together. Come on, let's all stay tight. Been blessed with one more chance from my side. So let's get this right.
Written by me, Tony B, and sung by Oga Salachi. And so, therefore, you have your exercise song. I expect that you should all have been exercising and working out and moving around because, as we said, theme of the week is increase your courage and launch out into the deep. And in order to do that, we have to make sure that we are fit and in shape. Hey, I wanted to talk about the Tony B t-shirts. And so Bob is with us, and Bob has gotten one of the Tony B
t-shirts. I sure did.
And I wanted to let Bob talk a little bit about his t-shirt and what's on it.
Well, first of all, it's a black t-shirt, which, of course, is the most popular color, I think, of any t-shirt. And it's got this great design in the front with your name of the show, Tony B Radio Show, and a great microphone. And I think it also says the same thing on the back. I don't think the microphone is on the back. But
right.
On the front, it also says Cooking with the Hot Sauce. which is
well, of course, it has to say cooking with the hot sauce because that's what we all need. So, Tony Beers, we still have that challenge. Listen, I want you to write into the show, P.O. Box 517. That's Greenwich, Connecticut, 06836. I'll say it again, P.O. Box 517, Greenwich, Connecticut, 06836. $25 per T-shirt. Simply give me your size, and of course, you'll have your address on there, and you just make it out to Tony B., and we will get those shirts off to you right away. I just want to give shout-outs to people who have already purchased a T-shirt and are wearing it. And some have actually sent in videos and photos. You know who you are to be put on our website. So shout-out to first people in Greenwich, Connecticut are walking around with a Tony B. radio show T-shirt cooking with the hot sauce. Also New York City, down in Philadelphia. The Washington, D.C. area just signed on and sent off some shirts to them. We have North Carolina and Georgia and Florida represented. So I haven't gotten any out west yet. You know where you are out in L.A. You who are up there in Washington, the state of Washington, I just want to make sure. Seattle, come on. I haven't heard from Seattle. Nobody in the Caribbean yet. Anyway, we are excited about the Tony B. Radio Show T-shirts. I wanted to tell you that this month is National Domestic Violence Month. And why is this important? Because apparently with all the COVID-19 stresses that we are experiencing, some households are really folding under this. And unfortunately, there is more agitation in the home and increased instances of violence. And so in order to help you out, you can simply call the YMCA, that's the Women's Y in Greenwich, area code 203-622-0007. Give them a buzz. Do you want me to say it again? Area code 203-622-0007 if you find yourself in that situation. And this coupled with mental illness, more and more people are not talking about it, but we're having a challenge, you know, keeping ourselves balanced. And so the Y can help you out in that as well. But here's my tribute to domestic violence. This is Olga Szilagyi singing Beware. Listen to the lyrics and, you know, let it settle. Hopefully you're not in this situation. Here's Olga Szilagyi singing Tony B, Beware.
And it came smashing down on you. No idea what turned your complexion. No idea what turned it black and blue. And why you sit with your face to the wall, with the air from the sickness and the hall, making you feel small, real small, yeah. Beware the stare. Beware the deceptive glare. Don't ignore your fears, no. Beware, beware. It's the beginning of love, yeah. It's the beginning of love's nightmare. Love's nightmare, love's nightmare, yeah. Telling you look for the signs, to keep it on top of your mind, and only a matter of time before the character's fully defined, and the one you love will quickly switch from lover to Frankenstein. Sweet words right before you sleep, but in the daytime all I can say to you is beware the gleam in the eyes, the hammer before the prize, the perfect backhand slap that makes you hold your breath. Beware the many blows, beware frequent explosions. It's the beginning of love's nightmare. It's the beginning of love's nightmare.
You need to look for the signs, keep the safety of your doubt.
Don't look back once you run. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh, run far, oh, run far, oh, run
to flee before the storm. I'm telling you, family, living like this is not the norm. Beware the drop in personality. Notice when things move out of reality. Don't stay too long, your life is more important. Might as well I like the blow.
Well, just so everybody knows. When I wrote that, we wanted to address domestic violence. And August Lachi came to me, I think I told this on the show before. We had a meeting in New York City over lunch. I grabbed a napkin, which was a white piece of paper and a red pen. And we discussed what we wanted to talk about in the song. And there it is. The first line I wrote was, when the hand came smashing down on you, you had no idea, no idea it would turn your complexion black and blue. So that is Beware, written by Tony B and sung eloquently by Olga Solachi. Listen, there's a new author out out of Killeen, Texas, and her name is Sonia Sessions. And Sonia has written this book called How I Faithed It, which is the word faith, over, how I faithed it over. And it's out of inspiration and desperation that she wrote this book of how to overcome just anything and to use your faith to get over. And so I asked Sonia Sessions, spelled S-E-S-S-I-O-N-S, Sessions.
No, Tony, I think it's spelled Sessoms.
Oh, Sessoms, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sonia Sessoms. Hey, Sonia, sorry. Bob?
Yes, sir.
Did you have the spelling of it? I just wanted to make sure that it was right.
S-E-S-S-O-M-S.
O-O-M-S, I had right. N. Okay. Yep. Sonia stopped by the studio, and we asked her what was the inspiration for her book. So let's just hear from her from Killeen, Texas. She's a Tony B-er listening, and here's what she had to say.
My inspiration for the book? Do what God tells you to do. I have a slogan that you may see, you know, if you go on my web pages, you'll see it's one question. And it says, do you trust God or don't you? When I'm life coaching, when I'm mentoring, when my husband and I are doing marriage counseling, as you can see, my husband and I do a lot of things together. Anything like that, I always go back to, do you trust God or don't you? It's really simple and it inspires me every day because that's how I live my life. So when you ask me about an inspiration or something that inspired me, how about this? I didn't want to disappoint God. And that's what inspired me to take a leap out. I don't even know where I was leaping to, but moving to Texas was the hugest leap that we had ever taken as a family. And then writing a book and, you know, starting a church and, you know, doing all this life coaching, everything was a challenge, but it came from something that was inside of me. And I always ask myself, do you trust God or don't you? And faith, you know, that's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And without that faith, it's impossible to please our God. So I had to stand on everything that I taught, everything that I was telling everybody else to do. I had to stand flat-footed. I had to be in worship. I had to be obedient. Even in my disobedience, I was obedient. But yeah, that's my slogan, and that's what inspired me. I couldn't be out here, you know, preaching things that I'm not also doing myself.
That was awesome. And the book is called How I Faithed It Over, Sonia Sessoms, with the N on it. Go there, and if you want to write into the show and find out more about her book, she does have a website, et cetera, and the books are available on, you know, Amazon.com and anywhere that books are sold. And so let's be an encouragement to her. That's our sister Sonia as she moves forward out into what we call launching into the deep. You heard her say it. So Tony Beers, that's what we're about. Listen, I wanted to talk to you about a recipe. This is Tony B's recipe. This is simply called My Slim Three Lettuce Health Salad, okay? Slim three lettuce health salad, Tony B's. And how do you make it? Well, you need romaine lettuce, iceberg lettuce, and baby spinach. So the baby spinach leaves will be the third one of the three lettuce health salad. And then you simply cut up onions, green peppers, carrots, cucumbers, and tomatoes for a nice, juicy, healthy, slim, three lettuce Tony B health salad. And then you simply just sprinkle a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of vinegar, and you should be good to go. Listen, I thought we'd hear Jay singing a little bit of her song, Careful. Remember, we're talking about domestic violence, and Jay has written a song in and around, you know, relationships. And so let's hear a little bit of Jay's song, Careful. You need to be careful. I think that's very important. Hey, we're highlighting in Boat 30 is sponsoring Tony B's Sports Arena. And we're going to be highlighting, remember, we're highlighting the James and the Jackson. So we did Bo Jackson, and then we did Reggie Jackson. And then we did James Harden Jr. and James Worthy. And so I thought we'd do a Jackson. And we'll go with Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson was born January 7th, 1997, is an American football quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens of the National Football League. In 2019, he was the NFL's most valuable player, the second player to receive this outstanding event for persons of color in a quarterback position. And so he stands 6'2". You know, he's a rookie, 212 pounds. And he pretty much played throughout high school, went to college in Louisville, Kentucky, and was drafted in 2018 as a round one, pick 32. And so he's won all kinds of awards, and Bo 30 is proud to present Lamar Jackson. I think he's doing an outstanding job, and he seems to be burning up the charts right now. People are really interested in hearing more about him, et cetera. And so we just wanted to highlight Lamar Jackson, and I thought we'd look and see kind of what his deal was in terms of getting paid, et cetera. And just to make a long story short, he has a rookie deal. It's approximated to be about $9.7 million. And in 2020, $1.3 million of that will go to him. And over the four-year span, he will be drawing down on that money. And so there you have superstar rookie Lamar Jackson. Hey, I thought we'd take a little quick break right here. And when we come right back, we'll talk a little more.
Hello, this is Tony of the Tony B Radio Show. I have a new show on Wednesdays at 9:30, and we talk about fun things like, what do you think the wills of the rich and famous look like? We also have pet talk. We have trends in fashion and music. And more exciting, there's a positive thought of the day, and we talk about relationships. So tune in to the Tony B Show, 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays on 1490 and 105.5 WGCH.
All right, well, here we are at the bottom of the half hour. It has been a great show. And I just wanted to make sure that you guys understand for the Blue Bench, we had a question, which was, what are your feelings about the executive West Wing of 1700 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., all coming down with COVID-19? Do you think they were not being responsible and not necessarily giving the best direction on the wearing of the mask, washing your hands, social distancing? It's just something for you to ponder. Do you think they were being responsible, those who now find themselves spreading COVID-19 throughout the executive West Wing of 1700 Pennsylvania Avenue? All right, we're pretty much coming down to the end. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Pet Talk. We're still honoring the life of Red Frankie, you know, the cat who unfortunately was struck by a car almost 3 weeks ago now. The yard is mourning, and so the animals are just kind of dispersing, coming in and out. They're not really moving around like they did when Frankie was around. Anyway, I want to make sure you are looking out for those jobs, so be inspired by Marsha Pound's book, I Found a Job, and be inspired by job seekers, people who are showing you techniques that really work in today's economy to look for a job and adjust your mindset and revitalize your career. Keep up the good work, Tony Beers. You're doing a great job out there. I just want to make sure that we're highlighting all the things. Hey, we're ending. Here is Adele killing it, her song, Rolling in the Deep. Okay, I wanted to share with you all, people who have been sending in well wishes for me being in the hospital this week. I have to get a procedure done, and I thank all of you for sending your prayers in and for well wishes. And if anybody wants to send something in, you can send it in to the Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com. But thank you so much for your support. It's really encouraging me, and it's given me much courage. Here is Adele.
But you played it, you played it, you played it, you played it to the beat.